Stories that ring true and touch the heart can be the most powerful storytelling with impact. That's the theme of the upcoming Media Makers Summit, sponsored by the group PIC, Pacific Islanders in Communications. It takes place at the Convention Center November 5th. It'll be followed the next day by the first ever event, Good Pitch Local Hawaii, which aims at getting feedback and maybe funding for film projects in progress. Joe Wilson is with the Pitch Project, and PIC's Executive Director, Leanne Ferrer, joined us in studio this week to tell us what's in store.
Pacific Islanders in Communications has had two other conferences. This year, it's bigger and grander, so we're calling it the PIC Media Makers Summit, and it's going to be at the Hawaii Convention Center, and it's a great chance to bring media makers together and network. We're going to bring in people from all over, from the Redford Center, from Sundance, from Tribeca, National PBS, and so it's a chance for our media makers here to meet funders, to meet distributors, national distributors, and just to get to put a face to names and get to know one another.
And for folks who don't know, PIC is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and so this then will really kind of give people kind of a snapshot into the world of PBS, I guess, right?
It will. In fact, we're going to have a breakout session or a kind of a whole track of sessions with what is public media and why is it important. And, you know, HPR is part of public media, and PIC is, and PBS Hawaii is. So it'll be really great to explain to the younger generations why we're here and why we're here for them.
Right, and the whole idea is to be able to grow our pool of filmmakers locally, because we have the best stories to tell, and we just need to either find the mentors, but give them a chance to be able to understand, I guess, the landscape out there.
We do. We need to harness all these great stories, and we also need to train people to tell their stories through their own perspective and their own lens. We don't want people coming here and telling our stories for us.
And Joe, jump in here, because mm-hmm. you've got another event that follows this summit, and it's kind of the debut event, right? It's the first time that you folks
have
been doing
it. It is. It's the first time that it's being done in Hawaii. It's an event called Good Pitch Local Hawaii, and this concept of Good Pitch was created about 10 years ago by an organization, a nonprofit called the Doc Society, which is based in London and New York. And they created this idea in partnership with the Sundance Institute and the Ford Foundation, all organizations that have for a long time supported the idea of documentary film to raise awareness and promote action on important issues of concern, social, economic, political, et cetera, in communities around the world. The idea behind the Good Pitch is to curate a program of films that are going to be launched soon and have an intention to create social impact. And the forum, or the day of the pitch, assembles people from the philanthropic, from the social service, from community advocacy, government, policymaking, all in the same room together with the intention of contributing what they can to make sure that these films, and more importantly, the goals that they have associated with them, have impact to create common good in communities around the world.
And I love that we've got this synergy going because it's right before the Hawaii International Film Festival kicks off. But it's really a chance to, I guess, hone in on the different, dimensions, I guess, of filmmakers that we've got in our community.
It's tremendously exciting. So, of course, we're really excited to be doing this work in partnership with Pacific Islanders and Communications, who, as you know, for a long time has been supporting the media making and storytelling community here in Hawaii. And what we think Good Pitch brings to the table is an opportunity to foster deeper collaboration between and among community activists, media makers who have important stories to tell, but need additional resources through which to do that, in addition to money. I mean, everybody knows to do a project, you need money. But often what people who are either in the activist or media making world are lacking are the important relationships that are necessary to lift those projects off the ground. So through this work, we want to make sure that people who are telling important stories in Hawaii have the resources to do it, and that those stories have the potential not just to be seen and heard and have impact in Hawaii, but to go much further.
Right, because there's a whole distribution world out there. It's not just creating your gem and your story and getting it on film, but making sure people will get their eyes on it.
Exactly.
The more eyes on it, the more audience they reach, the more all that work they did, all that love they put into the film will just get out there. And that's what we want to help.
And there are a number of films that have been funded by PIC that have been shown at HIFF.
Yes. So PIC has been sponsoring the Pacific Showcase at HIFF for 10 years now. And that's another collaboration that we and the Good Pitch Hawaii Local will roll right into HIFF. And just that, like you said, the word synergy, mm-hmm. you know, we'll just keep that ball rolling with our local films.
We just had a filmmaker join us in studio, and you were talking about the morphing of Kuleana and Kuleana Maui and Maui, and how it debuted as one thing and is changing names as it goes to the distribution in order to get eyes on it.
Sometimes we have to do that just to reach a broader audience, but the storyline doesn't change and the mana'o behind it doesn't change. I was going to say the great thing about something like the Good Pitch Local is that PIC funds films. We fund films with Pacific Islander stories, but we only give partial funding. Like, the filmmakers have to get out and raise money themselves. Good Pitch gives that extra push to help them finish projects.
And so, Joe, talk about how this is going to work. If folks want to take part in this,
sure.
What do they have to do?
Yeah, so Leanne and I, along with a large kind of committee of people, have been putting this together for the past year, right, laying the groundwork for this, raising awareness among all the different organizations and community activists and media makers here in Hawaii to first curate a program. So we have 13 projects that have been selected that we've been working with over the past several months to make sure that they're preparing their pitches so that on the day of November 6th at the Vai Vai Collective, which is where the event will take place all day from 8 to 4, when they step into the spotlight, they are ready to, you know, give the best possible pitch for their project so that the people that we have assembled in the room that day, approximately 125 to 150 people, we're hoping, will be in the room with us that day. People from local foundations, people from nonprofits, people from government agencies, community organizations, people from local production houses and media makers, anybody who feels that they have a gift in the broadest sense of the word to contribute to people who are doing important projects. Will step up once they hear that pitch and say, ah, that's an issue that's important to me. I have something to contribute and I'd like to help. How can I help?
Right, so it's getting good feedback from people in the know in the industry. It's kind of like, what is that, Shark Tank?
People often compare it to a Shark Tank, and on some levels that's true because people are got to step up and, you know, and deliver the best possible, what they call elevator pitch in 3 or 4 minutes to present their story, to present how they're going to do it and what impact they hope to have. But in this sense, it's the opposite in that it's not competitive. It is intended to be a loving embrace. Everybody comes into the room on that day to say, I'm here to help. Once I listen to what the stories are and what your intentions are, I'm going to step up to the plate and say, here's what I want to contribute and here's how I want to make sure that your project is successful.
So it's kind of a bit more collaborative, I guess.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. We're really excited about the dynamic collaboration that has the potential to be unleashed.
We tell everyone, when you're there to support. You're there to, and the offers aren't necessarily money. Everyone needs money. Every filmmaker, every person
right.
doing a project. What we want the ask to be is something that they do need, but it's not necessarily cash. So someone could say, I need a cameraman, or I need someone to help me go through these city permits, or I need a lawyer to help us draft up contracts.
Exactly. Or once I have my project completed, I'd love to do a series of community screenings across the islands. There's our network of community orgs, or does anybody know how to get into the libraries or the public schools, et cetera, just to use these opportunities to create ways for people to come together in communities, watch a story together, and then have a dialogue about it and talk about, well, what do we do about this problem?
So that way you're not kind of like recreating the wheel and expending a lot of energy.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the whole idea behind, I think, what PIC does, what's so exciting about bringing Pacific Islander stories to the fore is, you know, it's one thing to hear about issues. It's another to connect with people through the power of storytelling. You know, it reaches a good story or an important story well told can touch you in your heart. It can touch you in your emotions. And in that way, it allows us to identify with people in communities that might not be the community we're from, but then we can walk in their shoes, see things through different people's perspectives, and then form kind of, you know, common bonds about how we're going to address things that affect all of us. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then, Leanne, I just know from watching from the outside, now stepping away from PIC from the early days, it's just so gratifying to see the quality of work that is being broadcast on PBS and abroad. You know, it's just the fact that our communities are telling stories that are important to us.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that there is a vast audience out there that wants to watch, wants to learn. We're not making these films just for Pacific Islander communities. In fact, a lot of the feedback we get are from non-Pacific Islanders who remember vacations they've had in Hawaii. Oh. Or like Joe was saying, I didn't know you guys felt the same way or did the same thing. And it's really great. And right now at PIC, we have two national series. We have Pacific Heartbeat, which is an anthology series that is going into its 9th season nationally on PBS. And then we have Family Ingredients, which is going into its 3rd season. So there's a hunger out there to see our stories.
Yeah, lots to be proud of when we see the quality of shows that are being shared across the globe.
It's true. I mean, I think everybody in Hawaii now feels that these are really momentous times here in the islands based on issues that are unfolding in communities on all of the islands. And I think the program, at least at the Good Pitch, really reflects that. So we, of the 13 projects, we have several that are addressing issues that are relate to the movement that's unfolding on Mauna Kea, to communities, you know, across the islands, inspired by that level of stepping up and claiming a way to preserve, protect cultural integrity here in Hawaii. We have several projects that address what migrants and immigrants face in Hawaii, what young people are facing when it comes to human trafficking here in the islands, ways to, you know, prevent abuse and exploitation of young, marginalized, at-risk populations here. We have, what's really cool about this Good Pitch, I think, in that previously they have been focused on the documentary form. What the Good Pitch local model opens up is stories being told in the best way that suits that story. So we have a couple short narrative film projects that have come through the PIC process that are bringing forward. One's a great one about the legacy of George Helm, you know, whose work back in the 70s inspired the Hawaiian Renaissance. And it's re-inspiring the whole idea of what does it mean to aloha aina now. So I think that's going to be a very impactful project. And another one that looks at the ways in which, in particular, Native Hawaiian communities can often be pitted against each other. So it's a story that looks at the life of a Native Hawaiian man who happens to be in law enforcement, who at a particular moment is forced to confront his own family who are on the opposite sides of a conflict in the community. And I think it's going to be a beautiful way to try to kind of reconcile some of those challenges communities are going through. And we have other projects that are dealing with ocean conservation, environmental challenges that are going on, projects that relate to climate change and how we deal with climate change here in the islands, et cetera.
So a real plethora of subject matter.
Exactly.
I imagine there's going to be some crossover, folks that are going to be going to the Media Maker Summit and then also to Good Pitch.
There definitely is, and that's why it was so synchronistic and so intersectional that we have our summit right before the Good Pitch, and they'll wake up the next day and we'll go down to the Vai Vai Collective and share our guests that were on the panels the day before. And so it's a great way for anyone out there to come and meet people from these organizations. I mentioned Sundance and Tribeca. We also have people from the World Channel. We have, let's see, who else? Oh, we have representatives from FIFO, the Tahiti Film Festival, and the Guam International Film Festival. And so it's a really easy way to come to the summit, get to network with people, and then if the Good Pitch still has room, because it's filling up fast,
more than enough room for everybody. Yeah.
Then, being in the room with everyone with that collective good energy and those great vibes. Exactly.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, thank you both so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
That was Joe Wilson and Leanne Ferrer talking about two upcoming events for potential filmmakers, the Media Makers Summit and Good Pitch Local Hawaii, which is an inaugural event set for the first week of November.